Kid tested, mother approved. WSJM. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
Welcome to your Tuesday, the 10th of September, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. Doug Cunningham joining us from the WSJM Newsroom. Good morning, Mr. Doug.
Good morning.
So there's an interesting story in the news, and I want to proceed this by saying we don't want to take sides on this issue. We just want to share the facts on this. Apparently, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel and 22 other state and local governments and multiple health care providers filed a motion for summary judgment asking the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York to block the Trump administration's refusal of care rule. Yeah. Basically, and if I correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, the rule allows any health care provider to refuse necessary and often critical health care services that conflict with their religious beliefs or moral convictions. Is that a fair statement?
That's right. And not only that, but if this rule is deemed to have been violated, then lots of money, funding from the federal government, Department of Health and Human Services, could be withheld from states. Now, here's what the Attorney General of the state of Michigan said as she joined this effort to file a motion of summary judgment against this rule. She said, and this is our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, quote, "This display of contempt for the doctrine of separation between church and state is alarming and terrifying. According to our federal government, healthcare providers, from doctors all the way down to clerical staff, can decide who deserves medical care, ranging from the most routine checkups to life-saving medical treatment, all based upon the purported religious, moral, or ethical beliefs of the provider." And Attorney General Dana Nessel goes on to say about this that healthcare treatment should be dictated by approved medical standards and a patient's decisions about the type of care he or she wishes to receive, not on the personal beliefs of those who hold themselves out as medical professionals. The imposition of this rule, she says, catapults our nation further toward America devolving into a virtual theocracy. The reason we're bringing attention to this is that the Attorney General's action puts Michigan right in the middle of this with the 22 other state and local governments, but it also has a huge impact potentially on you and your health care. If you show up at a doctor's office or a hospital or some other health care provider and you have a particular problem and you have decided to pursue a certain type of care, this rule would let the people you're dealing with, those health care providers, say, no, I'm not going to do that for you because my personal religious beliefs and moral convictions are against what you are trying to do with your medical care. And so therefore, you're refused this care here because I have that right as a medical provider under this rule. That's what would happen. And, you know, the separation of church and state issue that the Attorney General referenced here is the fact that she says that you shouldn't base medical care upon religious beliefs. The separation of church and state means that we are not a theocracy, that you have a right to religion, you have a right to worship as you please, or not to worship at all, according to the First Amendment of the Constitution.
So how is this any different than, you know, there was that bakery, the guy who owned the bakery, I think it was in, Colorado or something, that mm-hmm. refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple that wanted to get married because it was against his religious beliefs. How is this?
Well, proponents of this kind of rule and this kind of right, they believe that no matter what service is being offered, that their religious beliefs and their conscience, if you will, is the thing that rules. That's the thing that matters. Proponents of a secular government, in other words, a government that's not based upon religious beliefs, would say to you that this constitutes discrimination. Because everybody walks into a store. Remember, we had this battle, Ray, in this nation for the civil rights movement. One of the arguments in the South about discrimination against African Americans was that if they showed up at your place of business, that as a business owner, you had the right to refuse them service if you felt like it because you didn't want to serve people of color. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That argument was settled by the civil rights movement by resistance to this kind of behavior, and it was deemed discrimination. If you're open for business, you're renting a motel room or you're serving meals or whatever it is, you have no legal right in this country to refuse service to somebody because of their race. So what we're doing now here is we're giving medical providers, the Trump administration under this rule, is giving medical providers the right to refuse care to somebody based on religious beliefs. And so there's a conflict here between those who believe this amounts to discrimination and others who say, no, people should have the right to act in accordance with their religious beliefs and their conscience.
So there's, you'll see every once in a while, you'll see signs up at a business that we have the right to refuse service to anyone at any time.
You may see those signs, but it's not legal to refuse, for example, to anyone who happens to be a person of color, for example. There are federal anti-discrimination laws and rules. And the First Amendment to the Constitution, it should be cleared up here about this too. The First Amendment gives everybody, well, here I'll just read it real briefly. First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Okay, so Congress and the United, and that doesn't mean just a formal rule by Congress. It means government cannot discriminate against you based on religion. If you want to religiously serve, whatever your religious beliefs are, the government cannot prohibit you from exercising those religious beliefs. But in the secular world, the business world that we're all in, you also cannot discriminate against people. And so that's what Attorney General Nessel and these others, states and local governments, are saying about this particular rule, that this amounts to discrimination.
So let's go back to the cake decorator that a couple of years back that refused to bake a cake for a gay couple. It's his own private business. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Doug. It's his own private business. He, chooses who he wants to provide a service to. So if a doctor has a private practice and they refuse based on this, I guess my question is, how is, other than you said it was illegal, but I mean, how is that any different? That cake decorator, that bakery, they were, they were okay. They didn't get sued or anything. They were allowed to do that.
Well, no, I mean, there was a case. I'm not sure if you're referring to this specific, the same case, but the court ruled that a bakery in Lakewood, Colorado, I think it was.
Yeah,
in this
I
case,
believe it was.
They illegally discriminated against the gay couple. There was a court ruling about that.
Okay, I don't remember that.
This is a thing that you have to understand, that if you are protected against discrimination in America, if you're African American or if you're LGBTQ or whatever it is, and you're protected against discrimination, everyone should have an equal right to be served by a commercial establishment. And if you single out one group of people and you say, no, I'm not going to serve you. Now, it's different if you come in and you're inebriated or, you're naked or something,
sure,
and
sure.
You walk into a business and want service.
Yeah.
They can turn you away. But there are certain protected classes of people in the federal anti-discrimination laws that you cannot discriminate against. So that's the question. If you are serving, and I'll just put the question to people listening to our conversation right now. If you need a healthcare service and you walk into a healthcare provider, do you want them to be able to say to you, no, I'm not going to serve you because my religious beliefs don't allow me to participate in birth control, for example?
Well, some would say, well, just go to another provider that would provide the service to you. I'm just asking questions that other people might ask.
There's all sorts of sides to this, and the Attorney General and these 22 state and local governments and healthcare providers are coming down on one side. The Trump administration and those who support this rule, obviously, are coming down on the other side.
Sure.
And so what's going to end up happening probably is the courts are going to decide this. And in this case, it's the Southern District from New York, because those are fundamental questions that need to be sorted out. You cannot discriminate against somebody in housing, for example. There are certain federal rules about certain classes that you cannot discriminate against in federal housing. So this is a question of where your rights end is where infringement on somebody else's begins. In our country, that's a basic premise that's been in place for a long, long time. So you can see that if you just put up a sign, I'm open for business, here's my service, I'm offering medical services. Well, when people walk in, if they request a medical service that's legal, that's accepted, that's part of the medical protocol in this country, mm-hmm. then therefore people should be able to get that service. That's what the Attorney General is saying, and that's what these other folks, these other governments are saying too, as they go about this, the challenging this rule.
So it brings up a question, and again, you know how my mind works, but there was a number of years back, there was, I think it was Target a number of years ago, that they had some cashiers that didn't eat and they didn't want anything to do with pork. And so they were refusing to work the cashier lanes when people would try to check out with pork. They wouldn't handle it. And so because of their religious beliefs, is that, am I going too far on this one, Doug? Or
well,
that-
you have, you the First Amendment, the spirit of that First Amendment phrase, the clause on religion, is that we should not put the force of law behind okay. enforcing a particular religious belief, but we should also not interfere with the rights of citizens to practice their religion. One of the things, the premise of the separation of church and state is that religious beliefs and worship belong in houses of worship. The laws of this land are not religious laws.
Okay.
That's in a nutshell, that is the idea between the separation of church and state. Now, this lawsuit alleges also that the delivery of health services by allowing any healthcare worker to refuse the right to care for somebody is, in fact, discrimination, according to these attorneys general and these governments. The failure to comply, by the way, with this rule, as I alluded to earlier, would terminate up to, you know, potentially billions of dollars in federal healthcare funding to state and local government. Right. And get this, the Department of Health and Human Services federally would have sole discretion to determine if states or cities have failed to comply with this new rule. And then through their own actions, they could deny funds to the states that refuse to do it. So
what's next then? What's
next is the Southern District of New York. The federal court will have to decide whether this case has any merit and whether it will proceed. And if it proceeds, the court will take it up. And by the way, Michigan Attorney General Nessel has joined a few of these states. I don't know if I can read the whole list if we have time, but
there's 22.
Yeah, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware,
sure,
New York, and so forth. So it's going to become a court case now, and it's going to go to court, and the federal courts will decide whether the rule can be implemented or not, and then it will proceed up the chain in the federal court system.
Okay.
That's what's next here.